It's Friday, August 23rd, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday marked the first ever International Day for Remembering Those Persecuted for Their Faith, designated by the United Nations General Assembly and recognized by the European Union. Persecution watchdog Open Doors found over 4,000 Christians have been killed across 50 countries in their 2019 World Watch List. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Violence against Christians in India has increased by 400% since 2014 and continues to do so this year after the re-election of the Hindu nationalist BJP party. FaithWire recently reported about one pastor who was mercilessly beaten and left for dead, but still survived in God's providence. Pastor Tilak had been involved in evangelism, inciting the hostility of a Hindu communist group. The group savagely beat him and left him in a ditch, telling the villagers, quote, "See, as your Jesus was beaten and killed, so have we killed your pastor now," end quote. Remarkably, after